speaking on this program is Brother Ken Willis.
About the way that Satan wants to take advantage of us. We don't like for someone to manipulate us. We don't like to be mistreated. We don't like someone to take advantage of us, whether that be a salesman or anyone. But the greatest problem regarding someone taking advantage of us is to allow Satan to get advantage. And we were looking at some of the ways that Satan seeks to take advantage of us. The one we looked at yesterday was that through ignorance, Satan can take advantage of us. The Apostle Paul spoke in 2 Corinthians 2, verse 11, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. We looked at a number of other scriptures also, but today we want to notice another way that Satan is working to take advantage of us. And that is not only through ignorance, but through indifference and through neglect, we give Satan the advantage. Yes, we give him the advantage. The Bible says in Hebrews 2, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense or reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? That reading from Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 down through verse 3. And how sobering are these words, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Yet many do neglect this great salvation. There's too much indifference. There's entirely too much of a lack of concern. Entirely too much neglect in the world today. The Lord cannot tolerate lukewarmness. He said to some, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Revelation 3, verse 15 and 16. That said to a congregation of the Church of Christ that existed in the city of Laodicea in New Testament days. The Scripture says in 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24, so run that you may obtain. And in 1 Corinthians 15, 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And do you recall the statement in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12? Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. Oh, did you realize that a child of God can fall? Yes, indeed, he can fall from grace. Didn't Jesus give the warning in John 15, verse 6? If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. And we must be fervent in spirit, ever serving the Lord. And in Romans 12, verse 2, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We must ever put the Lord and his kingdom first in our life. Matthew 6, verse 33. And then the Apostle Paul encouraged the Colossians, and therefore encourages us, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on things of the earth. Colossians 3, verse 1 and 2. So a way that Satan seeks to take advantage of us and a way that we give him that advantage is through our indifference and through negligence. But there's a third way that Satan seeks to take advantage of us, and that's through giving up. We give Satan the advantage. Through our discouragement, we give encouragement to the devil. When you're prone to give up, just remember the admonition of our Lord in Matthew 24:13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And as the Bible says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Galatians 6, verse 9. Notice, we shall reap if we do not faint. That means we shall reap if we do not lose heart. We don't grow weary in well-doing. We do not slacken our efforts. We don't throw in the towel, so to speak. We keep right on keeping on. It isn't the start, but the finish that really counts. Paul said to the Galatians, in Galatians 5, verse 7, you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? And the Lord assures us in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Faith is the victory that overcomes discouragement. Faith is the victory that overcomes fear. Faith is the victory that overcomes disappointment. Faith is the victory that overcomes sadness. And faith is that victory that overcomes the world. We're more than conquerors, Paul said in Romans 8, verse 37, through him that loved us. And knowing that Satan is trying to get an advantage over us, we need to keep on keeping on. In Philippians 4, verse 13, as we keep on keeping on, we have the assurance that we might be able to say as the Apostle Paul, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. The Lord will help you if you'll stay close to him. And what comforting words in Hebrews 13, verse 5, where the Lord said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And the next verse reads, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Friends, we can take consolation in the assurance that Christ has given us an advantage and never give Satan an advantage. And certainly, we don't want to give up. We will be giving him the advantage if that's the case. And then last, we can give Satan the advantage through our making of excuses. Nothing pleases the devil more than for us to begin making excuses for not doing something the Lord has asked us to do. Too many people perhaps have majored in making alibis. If you have to make something in life, don't make an alibi. If you have to make something in life, don't let it be making excuses. It's not a course that's offered in universities, but it's certainly a course that many people have followed in life. The worst buy, someone said, is an alibi. The reasons that maybe sound good are not always good. And what excuse does a man have for not obeying the Lord? Someone says, well, the ox is in the ditch, but the ox gets in the ditch too frequently. We'd either better kill that ox or fill up the ditch. There wouldn't be so many oxen in the ditch if we didn't dig so many pits for the ox to fall into. There just isn't any acceptable excuse that one can offer unto the Lord for not doing what he has requested. 17, verse 30. The times of this ignorance God winked at. There was a time when God tolerated certain things that maybe from the beginning wasn't so, but there were things that were tolerated. But look at Acts 17:30 again. The times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. That tells me that I must repent. That tells me that people in Warren County must repent. That tells me that those people over in Afghanistan, if they want to go to heaven, or any man living anywhere on earth, that if he wants to go to heaven, he's got to repent of his sins. But that's only one of the conditions. There just isn't any acceptable excuse for not doing what the Lord has told us to do. Someone said, where God guides, God always provides. Now, God doesn't ask the impossible. He will furnish the help one needs in carrying out the divine assignments that he gives. But we give Satan the advantage when we start making excuses for not doing the Lord's will. Friend, don't give Satan a foothold in your life through some rationalization on your part. In 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, we must bring into captivity every thought unto obedience of Christ. We must make every rebel thought a prisoner of war, or otherwise we'll invite Satan to step in and take over our lives. Satan can get the advantage of you, but not unless you give it to him. Remember what James said in James 4, verse 7? Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We can give Satan the advantage if we're not careful. Some people give Satan the advantage through ignorance. Is it your ignorance that's allowed Satan to take control of your life? Then resist the devil, and then be filled with the knowledge of the Word of God by studying it. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Others give Satan the advantage in their life through their indifference. Through their negligence, they allow Satan to get into their lives and take control. We must be ever vigilant, for our adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom he may devour. Then again, there are others who give Satan the advantage through simply growing weary in well-doing by giving up, by throwing in the towel. And then, as we've just noticed, some, through making excuse, give Satan the advantage. Friend, don't give Satan the advantage in your life. Give yourself completely to the Lord, and you'll never give Satan the advantage to take control in your life. You give yourself to the Lord by acknowledging that He is the Christ, the Son of God. He performed many miracles, John 20, verse 30 and 31, that men might believe that He is the Christ, and that in believing, they might have life through His name. And then by repenting of sins, Luke 13, verse 3 and verse 5, He says, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. He says that we're to confess that Jesus is the Christ. He promises in Matthew 10, verse 32, that if we'll confess Him before men, He will confess us before the Father, which is in heaven. And He teaches in Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20, that we're to be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Paul says in Romans 6 that that's where we contact the cleansing blood of Christ. The Lord adds us to His church, and then we're to faithfully worship and serve Him. Or if we've given Satan the advantage as one of His children and we've erred from the faith, we need to confess our sin and come back to God, pray for forgiveness. He will forgive our sins. Don't give Satan the advantage in your life.